and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, we'll be hearing from Austin singer-songwriter Molly Birch. She just released her debut album, Please Be Mine, on Captured Tracks, and the songs, like the whole record, it has this nostalgic feel. Like, to me, it harkens back to that great, like, mid-late 90s, early aughts indie rock that really drew inspiration from 60s pop. But, like, her voice? I mean, this record is just anchored by her gorgeous voice. It's warm and lush and really multifaceted. Like, she does a lot with it. Molly Birch is our Artist of the Month here at KUTX, the radio station where we make this podcast. Like, every month we focus on a different local artist and we dive deep and we have them come in and do performances and we do a song of the day for them, and they also do a guest DJ set. It's called My KUTX. Molly came in to do her guest DJ set, and afterwards she took a little extra time and sat down with Art Levy to talk about a song that helped her become the singer that she is. So here she is, Molly Birch.
Probably heard God Bless the Child, Billie Holiday, for the first time in middle school. I was just started being interested in singing and found Billie Holiday and just totally fell in love with her voice.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
And that song, I just taught myself how to sing it, and I feel like throughout my life I've always gone back to that song. I went to school for jazz. I used to sing it like a cappella. I remember like auditioning for a recording class and just singing a cappella because that was all I knew how to do. And then also, you know, being able to learn with a full band and all of that. I mean, I just think it was a really good learning experience in college. And then just having it be a song that I would always sing as a kid was, you know, kind of nice. Just a really significant song for me.
Were you a fan of Billie Holiday at first, or was that kind of the first song you heard by her?
I was a fan of her at first, and then that song just really just stuck with me, and I think I'm just I was drawn to just like the range of it and like the bridge. It's like really was fun learning how to like belt that in that way.
Money, you've got lots of friends. They're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more.
Man, I mean, that's a pretty old song. So how did your parents or did your family listen to kind of old music like that?
No, my parents, I don't have many musical memories growing up at all. They're both in the movie business, so most of my childhood memories are like watching movies like on laser discs and like I just don't remember them playing music. My dad would like play music in the car, but it wouldn't, that's just not something that is a huge memory for me. So I definitely found that, you know, sort of older music on my own, just because I just was drawn to it.
Yeah. Why do you think you were drawn to it?
I think around that time I was starting to realize that I like to sing and I don't know, I would just, and I sort of had a lower register, so I think I was just drawn to these, like, really deep, soulful voices, because I felt like that's what I wanted to sound like.
Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave.
That's interesting, finding something that you yourself can sing, because I feel like, you know, there'd be songs that I personally like and I can't hit any of those notes. I'm like, ah, but that's kind of interesting. An interesting way of approaching, mm-hmm. you know, music that you like. Mm. Have you, so from an early age, did you always want to perform or sing or?
Yeah, I did, but I was really shy, so it wasn't an easy thing for me to do. And it was definitely a solitary act, and, you know, it was a really slow process for me to gain the confidence and even get comfortable with the idea of singing in front of others, but I always knew it was something I wanted to do. And, you know, it was definitely a fear that I wanted to face. It just took me a long time.
I think, I mean, hearing your music, I think kind of that Billie Holiday style has definitely kind of influenced you. I mean, mm-hmm. do you think that way?
I do. She has influenced my voice a lot. I don't really see too much jazz influences in my songs, but definitely a big vocal inspiration.
You seem awfully quiet. I can see it in your eyes. You're wanting to be somewhere where you feel more alive. They say the heart grows fonder with every step you take. But as you move away from me, I feel my body break.
And this is Downhearted by Molly Birch from her new record, Please Be Mine. And right? That voice. And, you know, I always love hearing people talk about things we haven't talked about before on this podcast. And we've talked about a lot, like we've got 70 episodes. We've actually, though, we've never had a singer talk about singing in quite the same way that Molly did. I mean, she said she loves God Bless the Child because, in part, the way that Billie Holiday sang that song suited her own voice. And I mean, I'm a singer, and I get that. Voices are different than other instruments in some ways because, like, in a sense, voices are just constructed and then handed to the singers. Like, you can practice, you can learn technique, but to some extent, no amount of learning will change the voice that you've been given. Molly's voice, as you heard, has this depth and it has this certain timbre, and she needed to find a song that fit her voice for her to be comfortable enough to sing. I went through a similar thing when I found classic country music in my 20s. I felt like I'd finally found a genre where my voice sounded good as opposed to out of place, like I tried singing rock and it really never worked. Anyway, I want to thank Molly for talking about this because though I've lived it, I'd never actually heard anyone else talk about music that way. So thanks, Molly. Molly Birch is headed out on tour in March, and hey, maybe she's coming to your town. I'll post her tour dates in the show notes for this episode on KUTX.org, and I'll also post her My KUTX Guest DJ set and a link to her Artist of the Month page so you can get the full Molly Birch experience. And if you dug Molly's story, then you can check out our This Song archives. We've got over 70 episodes with people like Andrew Bird and Tegan and Sarah talking about the songs that changed their lives. You can find all the episodes on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there perusing, picking out the ones you want to listen to, we'd love it if you would leave a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews help us out a ton. They let us know what people are thinking, and they help people find the podcast, which is, like, totally what we want. We want people to hear these stories. Plus, they make everyone here at Team This Song feel really, really good. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen. The interview with Molly Birch was recorded by Art Levy. You can catch him on the air on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram and does an awesome job. Kelly Seal is our rad intern. You should totally check out her project, Keep Music Weird. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout, maybe Mahout, by Austin's own Hard Proof. And you should listen to the Hard Proof episode because it's good. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @ThisSongKTX. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.